Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for some more fun Walt Disney World trip report talk. Listener Lindsay is joining us today to share some of her recent memories from her Walt Disney World vacation. So stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors. We want to remind you that you don't want to wait in lines on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. And that's what our friends over at touringplans.com can do for you. They can save you up to 4 hours in line each day of your Disney vacation and make that trip that much better. Think about it. If you save even 2 hours a day, that's two more hours you can spend at Disney Springs and your hotel pool just having fun and relaxing. So check them out today. They have lots of great services and an awesome blog as well. They're over at touringplans.com. When you do that online shopping this week, please support the Be Our Guest podcast the easiest way possible. Use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're still going to get all those Prime benefits. It costs you nothing extra, and each purchase does help support the show. So please bookmark it on all your devices and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1520 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. And you know what? Welcome to the first full work week of August. Can you believe it? The Halloween parties are starting very soon down at Walt Disney World. That means, well, if you've been a Disney fan for any length of time, you know that once the Halloween parties start, then all of a sudden it's the Christmas parties. Then all of a sudden it's Christmas time and marathon weekend and then Flower Garden. It just goes on and on. But it's getting ready to be a busy time down at Walt Disney World. And we've got a great trip report for you today. We're heading down to Dallas. Listener Lindsay's joining us today to talk about a great trip last Christmas time. Lindsay, how you doing today?
Great. We're doing great. I'm excited to think about Christmas time at Disney World because it's hot here in Dallas.
I'm saying, so, you know, it's perfect. Dog days of summer, you know, here in early August. And you know what, though? I mean, you know this. You know, you've been there during the holidays. You can't throw together a Christmas trip come October, November. It's got to be done a year in advance. And, you know, I think a lot of folks are heading down this year, and this is going to find them at the perfect time to get them fired up for that trip this Christmas season.
Perfect.
All right. So let's jump in. And before we dive into the you know, specifics of the trip itself, tell me, you know, what is it about Disney that gets you listening to a Disney podcast and has you traveling down to Walt Disney World so often?
There's nowhere that I can go or think about going that is so immersive. And I'm a big fan of the Disney bubble. Like, my husband always wants to rent a car, but I just don't even need it because when I get in the bubble, I don't want to leave. And we went for our honeymoon. We went to Disney World for our honeymoon, and then we didn't go back for like 10 years. And then my husband had a work trip a couple years ago in Orlando, and he was like, you should come with for our anniversary. And so we did, and I was like, this is silly that we haven't been in so long. And I'm determined to always have a Disney trip on the calendar now. Because it just makes me a happier person. And when mom's happy, everyone's happy, right?
Oh, God. That's so true. It's like me. If I don't run, I'm an angry Mike all day. You know, but I mean,
yes.
I think there's something to be said for having it officially on the calendar, even if it's, you know, say 12, 15 months out. You can, and the thing is, you know, we all know that, you know, you can put down a deposit and you can cancel, you know, a month in advance, no harm, no foul. But I think as hardcore Disney fans, it just feels good to have something official out there to look forward to.
Absolutely. And the planning is half the fun for me. The rest of my family will just show up wherever I tell them to be. But I love the planning as much as the trip. So if I've got it on the calendar, yeah, even 12 months, 18 months out, like it's just a good feeling. So, yep.
You're preaching to the choir today. I know a lot of folks are driving down the road on the way to work here on a Monday saying, yep, I know that. Yep, I get there. You know, out on jogs and stuff like that. Let me ask you one other thing real quick before we dive into the trip. You know, what is it about Walt Disney World? You say you like being in the bubble. And like the thing that really sold me the first time I went down was just, and it's kind of dumb, but you know, I arrived at French Quarter at night and we pulled up to that overhang with all the white lights, those, circular lights. And it just, the jazz music was playing. It was so immersive. I'd never seen anything like that. And I was immediately sold. And then the next morning we got on a bus, we rode down to the Magic Kingdom, and like even the roads were so perfectly manicured. Like the center islands between the lanes were beautiful. The signs are purple. It was just like something I'd never seen. So what is it, like the little things like that, that make Walt Disney World so special?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I love, like, we stayed at Wilderness Lodge this trip, and I'd never really done the boat before. And I like, the little kid me loves the monorail, but the adult me found the boat to be the most peaceful thing ever. So, like, just even the bus. Like, Disney Transportation, I love it. And I'm so excited about the Skyliner. And there's just, like, people are so nice, like, the cast members. But even just, I mean, I know you run into a few people sometimes that aren't having their best day. But for the most part, like, everybody's just on vacation, having fun, you know, realizing they're lucky to be there. And everybody has a special feeling, you know, and I guess that kind of rubs off. I love that.
I want to vacation with you guys because we think just alike. Disney transportation is so much better than any kind of transportation I can have in St. Louis. You know, even if I'm going to somewhere where I don't have to go to work, I'd ride a Disney bus if I had to go to work just because it makes me happy. It's a bus, I know, and some people are down on them, but you know what? It's got Disney advertisements all over. The drivers are usually very friendly. You got Disney music. And if you approach the other guests with a positive attitude, you can make a friend for 20 minutes. And it's funny because a lot of times you'll find, oh, they're from Missouri, or they're from, you know, you're from Texas. You know, it's like you've come all this way, but you have something in common. And, you know, you talk about, oh, they went to Animal Kingdom yesterday and got to ride Flight of Passage. And I love just swapping stories on the way to the park. So that's one of my favorite things down at Walt Disney World.
For sure.
All right, so let's hop into the trip. You guys went down for Christmas time. How did this trip come about? Was it a goal? And you guys stayed at Wilderness Lodge, so you did it right. Let me just tell you, that's the place to stay.
Yeah, we. So I mentioned that my husband had that work trip. That would have been in 2016. And so we finished. That was in May, and we finished that trip. And I was like, okay, that's it. Like, I'm true to my word. Like, I need to have it on the calendar. Like, I think by the time we got home, I was like, here's potential dates. And we had looked at like an October date, and that didn't work because of the kids' school schedules. And so we looked at this Christmas date, and my mom and I had already, or this, I keep saying Christmas, but it's December. But my mom and I had always had like a running joke that whenever we went to Disney World, we'd take her. And so I was like, okay, mom, like it's time, we're going to Disney World. And she's like, oh yeah, like for sure I'm in, but you know, we should probably ask your dad. And so he did, and we were thinking my dad would say no, but he said yes. And my dad has some chronic pain issues that make travel kind of hard, so he was like, absolutely, I want to go for the kids' first trip. And so then I was like, well, uh-oh, like if my parents are going, we should probably just ask my husband's parents just to be sure, and thinking never in a million years they would say yes. And then they were like, absolutely, I'd love to go on the kids' first trip. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, what have I done? Now I'm planning a trip for 8 people. But it was amazing, and I couldn't have like that was the way I think the kids' first trip should have been, and it was perfect, and I was grateful that everybody was there. But yeah, it turned out to be a little bigger than I had originally planned.
But you know, I always say, you know, the bigger the trip, the better, especially going to Walt Disney World, because you can make memories with those that are so special in your life. But what was that like? Because all of a sudden, planning takes on kind of and you said, you know, they don't worry about anything else, but there's a little bit of added pressure because you want everybody to have a good time. So how'd you feel when the trip grew and grew and grew?
For sure. Like I had only ever planned a Disney trip for two, and I historically had been very like, we rope drop to close, and that's not really my husband's Disney style. So when we were there for that work trip, like we did more of a, if you need to go back to rest, go back to rest, because I've already determined this won't be the last time we're here for the next 10 years. So like we can just take our time. And so I would stay till close, but he would go rest and come back for dinner kind of thing. And so I'd already kind of figured that's what we were going to have to do with, you know, the bigger group. Because, I mean, my parents and in-laws, just let alone my husband, couldn't do park open to close. But I really did want everybody to have a good time and get to do the things they wanted. So I kind of asked everybody, what is the one thing you... what would you consider the trip to be a success if we did this one thing, you know? And everybody kind of had a different thing, and we were able to work all those things in, at least in some capacity. Like my mother-in-law wanted to go to like Spirit of Aloha, but because that was something she remembered from when they took the kids when they were little. But then my husband was like, I don't remember that quite as fondly as you. So then we ended up just taking it to be like a trip. Like we visited Polynesian. So it was like a little bit of everybody's favorites. And I put it all in a Google spreadsheet. Like, that was my biggest concern, was like cost, like everybody understanding costs across like three sets of families. So I would put everything in a massive Google sheet and give everybody links. And every time I updated something, send it out again and have everybody agree. And I was probably obnoxious about like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Cause I'm like, you've given me your credit card number and I'm about to hand it over. And are you sure? You know, like, so, but everybody was great. And even still, like, part of what I realized, like, I made obsessive plans, like, because everybody was going to go kind of different ways during the day. And so, like, I made these flip cards that, like, would clip on the backpack so everybody would know, like, when they needed to be back somewhere. And even, like, our first full day was my daughter's birthday and the Christmas party. That was the next day. Our first full day was my daughter's birthday and a Magic Kingdom day, which was also a Christmas party day, but we didn't have Christmas party tickets that day. But the crowds were so low because it was a party day that, like, pretty much we got in there and it, like, I threw my plans out the window because it didn't, like, it was raining and the crowds were so low. So we were able to just do a bunch of stuff without even needing our fast passes. And so we just kind of went where the kids were interested in, and we got a ton done. But like, I was looking, in fact, I was getting ready for the podcast and I was going back over like the rides we rode that day. And I was like, well, it doesn't seem to be that many, but it's because we rode like some rides two or three times because it's what the kids loved. And because we could, because it was raining and everybody else had gone back, you know, and it didn't matter that we didn't get everything done because the kids didn't care. They had a blast. And so that was a great kind of thing for me to remember on like the first day, was just A, we'll get to go back, and B, like, just let the kids lead the way, because this was the first time I'd ever gone with kids. And so it wasn't about getting to do all the things that I wanted to do, it was about, because I was going to get to do that in May. It was about getting to do all the things that the kids wanted to do, you know?
Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? Just in the first 10, 12 minutes of the show, you've given about 17 great tips for folks that are planning to go. I mean, the planning with the Google Sheet with a large group, awesome. You asked the essential question, I think, when it comes to working with folks that may not have the background in the Disney destinations that you have as a Disney fan, Disney expert, is that, you know, I love that question, is, you know, what's the thing that would make this trip a success for you? Because that way it's not like, what ride do you want to do or what restaurant? Because that's very specific. You know, what are your expectations? What do you hope to get out of this trip? I think when you ask that, that opens up a conversation, and then you got a better idea of, you know, how can I try to make sure this happens for this person, this happens for that person. And I love the way the kids guided it too. And you took advantage of that. So again, when kids go for the first time, how did you set them up for like what to expect? I mean, did you watch videos? I mean, was it all like eyes wide open? They had no idea what they were getting into. I mean, how was that first interaction? Because I always think that that's amazing when you see that. And it sounds like you just had a successful first day and it sets up the rest of the trip.
Absolutely. My kids don't do so well with surprises. Like, I love the idea of a, like, we're headed to the airport surprise, or like, we just drove through the Walt Disney World sign surprise. But I know that my kids don't do as well with surprises. So, and I have a hard time keeping secrets from them.
Too.
So they knew like maybe a year before pretty much. And we watched YouTube videos. Like, I really involved them in the planning, and we did a countdown. Like, and my daughter was four at this point, because we were at Disney World on her fifth birthday. So my daughter would have been four, and we counted down based on holidays, because that was what she kind of could, what she could remember. Mm-hmm. So like, we would pass another holiday, and we'd be like, okay, what's left until Disney? And we, you know, Valentine's Day, 4th of July. You know, so-and-so's birthday, so-and-so's birthday, you know, and we just Thanksgiving and then Disney. And so we would count down, and as it got closer, like, you know, Thanksgiving, it's like, well, hey, you know, Disney's next, you know, and or Halloween, Thanksgiving and then Disney. And so it made it in a way that she could like chunk it out and kind of understand how the year was laid out. And she didn't obsessively ask, like, are we going to Disney World tomorrow? Which I think is everybody's concern when you tell your kids like a year out. And my son was old enough to kind of understand and you know, knew a little bit more about just how the calendar works, and so he didn't do that either. But I was a little concerned with my four-year-old that she would, you know, not be able to kind of grasp the concept of a year's worth of time. And the holiday countdown really helped her. And then with 30 days out, I did like a visual calendar, and we would take a day off every day, and that helped a lot too. So we watched a ton of YouTube videos, and my kids were very brave. or very big talkers watching all the YouTube videos, and then not quite so much when we got there. But I do think it helped them like know what to expect and get, and if nothing else, it helped them get really excited, because I'm not sure that my I'm not as sure that my daughter would have been as excited with the surprise, because she wouldn't have had as much a concept of what Disney World was. Like, once we told her we were going and we watched Disney Channel and stuff, and she would see like the little clips they do on the commercials where it would be at Disney World, and she would start to like connect that with rides she wanted to do and different things like that. And so when we were at Disney World, she would remember the things that we saw on TV or the things that we watched. And like it, with the timing, there was the Christmas special that came on TV right before, like the Disney World Christmas special that came on. And so it just kind of helped them, you know, get excited, and that they knew it was coming. And we had watched a lot of videos and different things like that, and listened to podcasts and your podcast obsessively and things like that, that, that helped them just kind of understand what we were going to do.
Well, that's, you know, that's a great point, because if somebody told me, you know, I get out of bed tomorrow and, you know, my wife's like, hey, we're going to Walt Disney World for a week, you know, I'd be super excited, you know, like I'd be like, great, who's covering for me so that I can actually be off work for a week and let's go have some fun. But, you know, and then I'd head down. But, you know, part of me is a Disney fan, and you kind of mentioned it because you're the super planner, and it's the anticipation of the trip. So I think, you know, for those of us that can't keep a secret, like me, like you, it sounds like, you know, maybe we don't need to feel so guilty, because if you surprise somebody at the last minute, basically you're robbing them of all that anticipation of the trip. So let's go with that, right?
I agree. I hopefully it's half the fun for them too.
That's right. All right. So tell us how Wilderness Lodge worked out for you, because I love that place, but it's harder and harder to find a room there, especially during the holidays, because it's just like being a part of a Christmas Hallmark special staying there during that time.
Absolutely. And I think we did pretty much book the room a year out. I mean, and I would randomly check closer. I don't know why, because we already had a room, but like, they were booked the whole time up until our trip. And I loved it. Like I'm not an outdoorsy person, so I would not have in a million years guessed that Wilderness Lodge would be my new favorite resort. But I picked it because I thought like it just had a theme that would appeal to everyone. And with the grandparents going, I thought it would really appeal to them. And I knew the kids would love it as well. And little did I know that I would get there and I might fall in love with it just as much as, or more as all of them. It's just so peaceful. And the Christmas tree, especially at Christmas time, I mean, that Christmas tree is just so amazing. I mean, we walked in the lobby and we were just all in awe. And we had a standard view room, but we could see Cinderella Castle out the window. And we sat on the balcony and watched Happily Ever After multiple nights. And so, I could not have dreamed for anything better, in terms of Wilderness Lodge and the view. I mean, the standard view, like we were on the fourth or fifth floor. I can't remember exactly, but we were over the, like the service area. Like if you look down, you were going to see the service area, yep. But I didn't care because I looked over all that and saw Cinderella Castle. I will say there was some beeping some nights from like stuff going on down there with the lights and things like that, but I didn't even care because I could look out my window and see Cinderella Castle.
And, you know, I've been in a room exactly like that because I could see, like, the dumpster kind of down there. You know, like, it was a little bit backstage. I mean, it wasn't horrible. I'm making it sound worse than it is. You know, it's just, it's a place where, like, trucks would come in and out of. But like I said, right. Like you said, I was up four or five, six stories, and I could see through the pines. I could see the Contemporary, I could see the monorail, and I could see Cinderella Castle. So, you know what, I just didn't look down, and it was like, hey, this is pretty sweet.
Absolutely, and the kids would love, like, they'd sit on the balcony, and they'd call out monorail colors, and I was a total monorail geek as a kid. I loved it, still do, and so, like, I just got such a big kick out of the fact that they enjoyed watching the monorail go by, too, and I loved Wilderness Lodge, and honestly, like when I was planning our trips for this year, I would have gone back there probably, but the kids really wanted to try like different places, and it's hard to say no to trying out multiple Disney resorts, right? But I definitely want to plan another trip to Wilderness Lodge because it was just amazing. So.
Awesome. All right, so let's hop into some of the memories from the theme parks. Okay, you kind of mentioned the first day and you guys were heading to the Christmas party the second day. Well, let's jump into the Christmas party, because a lot of folks are probably planning on their first time going to Mickey's Very Merry this season. So what'd you think?
Yeah, so that day we had Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo in the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique in the morning, and then we went back to the hotel and rested. And then I wanted to be at the Christmas party at like 4 o'clock, right when you can get in, and like I just wanted to make the most of the ticket we paid for, right? Well, nothing ever goes as planned, right? So we got back to the hotel, and my now five-year-old had fallen asleep, and I knew better than to wake her up. So we let her sleep. And so I think it was a little after six before we were walking to Magic Kingdom, and it was so busy. And I think it's like that time period where like everybody's getting kicked out that didn't have a party ticket, and everybody's getting in that did have a party ticket. And definitely like the other day that we were at Magic Kingdom where we didn't have a party ticket, it was definitely starting to get busier in that 4 to 6 time frame. And so like we had a fast pass for, I don't know, Jungle Cruise, I think. And we went over and did that. And then because everything had not gone according to plan that afternoon, we didn't eat before. So we're trying to figure out where to eat. And it was just real hectic. And my in-laws joined us at Casey's Corner. They had found a table there, and we watched the parade from there. Parade was awesome, by the way. And that's not like, I had high hopes of watching the parade at a great spot on Main Street, and Casey's Corner is not a great spot on Main Street, but it's actually a pretty nice place to have a seat and watch the parade. So it worked out like pretty, I couldn't complain, and we all got to watch it together. But really after the first parade, like so many people left and we had the best time. Like we rode Seven Dwarfs Mine Train with like a 30-minute wait. My son loved it. My daughter, not so much. It was just amazing. Like as the night went on, there were fewer and fewer crowds, and we got to enjoy it more and more. And so we watched the fireworks from Fantasyland, which I don't know how the new Christmas party fireworks will be, but I know with Holiday Wishes, like the fireworks were 360 degrees, and so from Fantasyland, especially because there weren't any projections for Holiday Wishes, you didn't really miss anything that was on the castle. And it was just an amazing view, and they were surrounding us, and the kids loved it. And that's one of my mom and my favorite memories of the whole week, was watching fireworks from back there. And then, like, we did Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, like, 3 times, and they did Magic Carpets of Aladdin, like, 3 times. We met Moana. I will say it was super cold this day, so it actually got down to like 28 degrees that night. And so like earlier in the day when we were at Boardwalk for like we did Bon Voyage breakfast, and the ground crews were out like covering the flowers, and we're like, oh no.
That's never a good sign. I didn't come here for covered flowers.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was super cold. And Moana had on her cold weather outfit. And so it's also like 11:30 or something by the time we meet Moana. My daughter's like half asleep. And I don't even think this is like the highlight. This, in my mind, this was going to be like the highlight of her trip, right? Getting to meet Moana, because it's the only time she can meet Moana. She's obsessed with Moana. We get there and she's like half asleep. And I don't even think she recognized Moana because she wasn't wearing her normal outfit.
I mean, a girl's got to stay warm though. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a Polynesian princess, you can't be, you know, it's like, that's pretty rough.
Absolutely. I cannot blame her one bit, but it was like, I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's not quite what I had pictured, but hey, we're moving on. She's good. Like my daughter, she met Moana. And then We rode Jungle Cruise, which the kids, like, I didn't know what they would think because, like, you know, it's just kitschy. It's a little old-fashioned, but they loved it. They thought it was fun. And then they ended up falling asleep in the stroller. My mom and I shopped, and we were on the boat back to Wilderness Lodge at, like, 1:30 in the morning. Like, it was freezing cold, but, like, it was just, like, the best night. Everybody else had already packed up. You know, the rest of the family had already packed up and left and gone back to falling asleep. It was too cold for them and too crowded, but they missed out because like it got better and better as the night went on with fewer and fewer crowds. And so, I mean, that would be my Christmas party tip, is don't necessarily, I know like my tendency too was get your money's worth out of those tickets. But like, even if we had gotten there, I feel like right before the first parade, I absolutely feel like we would have gotten our money's worth, because as the night went on, we just were able to do so much more. And we didn't wait in a lot of cookie lines because the cookies were just okay. But don't think you're going for cookies. But it was just, and the snow on Main Street. I mean, it was just so many little magical things. And I highly recommend the Christmas party. And I'm excited to try out the Halloween party this year too. But definitely the Christmas party was worth our time. And just, I would say, like, don't give up if it's super crowded at like 6 or 7 o'clock or even 8 o'clock, because it's going to get less and less as the night goes on.
That's very true. And plus, you make another great point that sometimes the weather works against your expectations, you know, whether it's rain or it's cold or it's extremely hot, you know, just depending on what time of the year you're there. But you also sometimes, and again, we think a lot alike, you know, I think you got to see obstacles at Walt Disney World as opportunities, you know, like, we're going to be hardy. We're going to keep going. And you know what? It weeds the week out. So, you know, it's a better experience for you, because when people get cold, they're bailing. And that just makes the party all the better for you guys.
Absolutely. And then ironically, the next day, was our rest day. And we ended up we took the bus over to Art of Animation. And well, we took the bus to Hollywood Studios and then Hollywood Studios to Art of Animation. And, you know, I always heard, like, if you're doing resort to resort, play 90 minutes. And I was thinking, oh, surely it's not going to take 90 minutes. Well, we missed a bus. Like, we had just missed the bus at Wilderness Lodge, and then we just missed the bus at Hollywood Studios. It took us every bit of 90 minutes. And then we ate at Landscape of Flavors. Kids loved that. And then we, like, just walked around Art of Animation, and they love that too. And we found like a Nemo playground that my daughter was obsessed with. And my son and I went and looked at the Skyliner station that they were building. And then the bizarre thing, because it was 28 degrees the night before, it was about 75 that next day. And so we hadn't gone swimming yet, and the kids kept asking. And so I was like, well, let's grab a minivan back to Wilderness Lodge, and we'll have just enough time to swim before dinner. And I warned them. I was like, the water's going to be fine, but getting out is going to be real cold. And sure enough, I mean, it was, the water was warm. They had a blast. They loved the slide at Wilderness Lodge. But yeah, we all about felt like we had frostbite getting out of the pool. but they got to swim, and that was one of the things that they had considered a must-do. So we got it done.
I seriously exactly know what you're talking about, because I remember when Paige has graduated college now, and she was like six or seven. It was one of our very first trips on a Walt Disney World. We went over Christmas. We stayed at Music. And, you know, like, you're getting her hyped, you know, like, we're going to Walt Disney World. It's going to be, you know, she didn't understand that we could swim at Christmas time because it's Florida. So I kept telling her, like, you know, I promise, like, we're going to swim every night. We're going to have a good time. We get down there. The weather was just like you're talking about. Like, it was so cold. It was so cold. And I remember Pam looking at me like, you're getting in the pool. Like, I was like, no, I'm going to freeze when I get out. And she's like, I'm like, I know it's heated and all, but like, our room's on the other side of the resort. She's like, I don't care. You're getting in the pool, because you've been telling her for 3 months you're going swimming with her over Christmas. So I remember I had to get in there. We swam. I was like, oh, this is awesome. But the whole time I'm thinking, when I get out, this is going to be just so bad. I probably ran a 5-minute mile back to the hotel room, you know, because it was so cool. But, it, you know, it's one of those things, though. It's a memory. It's how you got to look at it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was glad we did it. Because it was the only other chance. I mean, I think it was warm. It was fairly warm the rest of our trip, but we just didn't have any more time built in to swim. So it was perfect timing. We made it happen.
Awesome. I'm sure they remember that. So let me ask you this, too, because, you had the grandparents there, which I think is a super special thing for the kids. What did they say, like, upon, you know, during the trip, after the trip? Because, you know, Walt Disney World is just a place where it's very easy to make memories with your family. And, you know, these are the times that, you know, you're kind of detached from all the obligations of life. And I think it's just a great time to come together as a family.
Yeah, I mean, they had a great time. I mean, the grandparents, well, my mom stuck it out with us almost the whole time we were in the parks. But my in-laws definitely, like, took a lot more breaks. But they'd be with us, like, for usually if we had a breakfast ADR, and definitely for dinner, and then, like, the highlight rides at each park. So I had tried to really work it out so, like, our fast passes would be right next to, like, whatever meal I knew they were going to do with us. So they would do the fast passes and then go. My mother-in-law has some back trouble, so there weren't a lot of rides that she felt comfortable doing. But even still, like, she would love waiting for us to get off the ride and seeing whatever the kids thought of it, you know? She did Flight of Passage, loved that. She did, she did Tower of Terror, and loved that too. Although it had been a few years since my husband and I had rode Tower of Terror, and I definitely did not remember there were quite as many drops as that. So, like, we may have undersold a little bit, or we were like, oh, it's not scary at all. It's not that scary. It's not that bad. And then I was like, oh, crap. This is a little scary, a little more intense than I thought, but everybody had a great time.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
With that one, I don't know
if it's like I don't remember, or I'm just getting older and I can't take an extra drop or two. It's like, please, turn it off. Turn it off.
Yes, that's a great point. Well, in fact, one of my daughter's favorite stories of the trip, and I love that my my in-laws got to share with this too. One of my daughter's favorite memories is that she did Tower of Terror. My son didn't, and my son will hate that I'm telling this story because he loves listening to your podcast. But like my son did Rock and Roller Coaster with us. My daughter was too short, so we did Rock and Roller Coaster, and he was brave and like rocked it on that. No pun intended. And then we went over to Tower of Terror, and he was like, I think maybe had it been flipped, it would have been fine, but he was a little bit stressed out after Rock and Roller Coaster, and then we're in line for Tower of Terror, and the line kind of freaked him out, so he ended up backing out in the queue, and so my husband went and waited with him, and so it was my mom, my in-laws, and my daughter and I, and my daughter's favorite story of the whole trip is that she didn't scream on Tower of Terror. And if you see the picture of her, the Memory Maker picture, I'm pretty sure it's just because she was flat out in shock. But she loves telling people about how she didn't scream at Tower of Terror. So,
hey, the facts are the facts. She didn't scream.
That's right. She didn't scream. In fact, the picture shows, and my daughter will tell you this, the picture shows that my mom screamed in her ear, but she did not scream at all. So, yeah.
Well, hey, let me take.
Do not scream in my ear.
Let me take 1 second to talk to super listener Harris, who is your son.
Yes, yes.
And just say that I will ride Rock and Roller Coaster all day long. Love Rock and Roller Coaster, just like Harris. But you know what? Tower of Terror, no thanks. You know what? My wife and daughters will all ride it. I'll wait for them down in the gift shop. There's no shame in that game because that ride, take it or leave it. But if you're riding Rock and Roller Coaster, Harris, you got it. So no problem. He's the man.
Absolutely, yes.
There you go.
In fact, we did our fast passes for our trip that's coming up in August. We did it as I have a fast pass for my husband and my son to do Rock and Roller Coaster, and a fast pass for my daughter and I to do Tower of Terror. Since the new, like, you can only have one tier fast pass, so I'm real curious how that's going to work out. But that's the way we did it in August, so that he gets to do Rock and Roller Coaster and my daughter would get to do Tower of Terror. So, oh, yep, man.
That's what it's all about. You know, hey Harris, you do it right. That's how I do it too. So you're living the Disney life the right way. I like it. So give us a couple more stories of in the theme parks with the family.
Yeah, let's see. So we did Epcot, and so I mentioned that it was my daughter's birthday on this trip. It was also my husband and my mother-in-law's birthday, so they share a birthday. Their birthday is December 14th, and so we did Epcot on that trip, on that day. And we started with Garden Grill, which is like my absolute favorite breakfast on property.
So
and my favorite Epcot touring plan is to do a pre-park open Garden Grill, get in Soarin' before the park opens, race over to Test Track, and then you've knocked out the top two rides, and then we fast pass Frozen. So we did that. Everybody loved breakfast and Chip and Dale. My in-laws are big fans of Chip and Dale, so I was excited they got to see them. And then it was raining this day, too. It was kind of rainy, at least in the morning. And so we did Soarin', we did Test Track, we waited in the rain. Because we were inside at Test Track, but we were waiting because the rain had shut down the ride. And so we waited and waited. And then eventually everybody else left again because they were tired of waiting. And they went out the front exit and did not get any time fast passes. So we waited a little longer and then ended up going out through the ride emergency. I'm not exactly sure how we got out, but there was a cast member there that gave us any time fast passes. So,
score.
I mean, I guess just a heads up, like, I don't know what the like secret of how that works one way versus the other, but we ended up getting fast passes to come back later. So that was a fun surprise. I think, you know, one thing, and we did this at Animal Kingdom too, like one thing that I had not ever really realized because I had never been to Disney World with kids was like learn where all the playgrounds are, because
yes.
Like we spent so much time on the playgrounds at the theme park, and I would never have guessed that, like, I mean, you know, I'm kind of thinking, well, there's playgrounds everywhere, but they loved the playgrounds at the park. And they loved the Epcot one, but the Boneyard at Animal Kingdom, amazing.
That one's
like,
you know, I almost wish I was a kid again for the one at Animal Kingdom. That thing's crazy,
right?
Especially
it's,
that one
it's
slide.
Amazing.
It's like 10 stories tall. It looks like to a kid, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. And so then eventually we had dinner that night. We had originally done a candlelight processional reservation, and then we ended up deciding that wasn't going to work. So we just did dinner at Via Napoli. And that was like probably one of our favorite meals of the whole week. And that was I think that was the first time we had been. And It was amazing service, the best food. There was something that everybody would eat, which we kind of have picky eaters, so like that in of itself is kind of amazing. They just went out of their way. And I should add, we were like super late for this ADR because my husband and in-laws had gone back to the hotel and then they had gone shopping or something and misjudged traffic. And then like they ended up trying to park at Boardwalk because it like on the map looked closer. And then of course they couldn't park at Boardwalk because they weren't staying at Boardwalk. And so it was just a whole ordeal. And so we were like really late for this ADR, but they were so gracious and got us in and just the best service and the best food. And like birthday desserts and just, I can't say enough about, Via Napoli. I think it's a hidden gem. And that in and of itself, that's one of our favorite memories of the whole trip is just that meal. Cause it was so special.
That's a great place too for groups. They do groups really well. They have big long tables in a lot of places in the restaurant. I mean, pizza and pasta is pretty, you know, it's easy to split that stuff up and everybody kind of finds something. Like you said, I mean, even the pickiest eaters can, you know, the four cheese pizza. I mean, really hard to go wrong there. You know, simple pastas.
Right.
I love that place. It was getting a lot of buzz, you know, as it first came out. But I mean, I don't hear much about it anymore. And I tend to forget it on my trips. Like we didn't go down this past summer and I'm kind of regretting it right now because I love Via Napoli.
Yeah. I mean, it's now like a must do on like every trip And we went in May, we're going in August. Like we did Via Napoli in May and we planned it again for August. Cause I mean, it's just, you can't miss. Like there's going to be something for everybody. Your service is great. I mean, it's a win-win and I'm a huge Epcot fan. So it's just, yeah, I love that place.
Okay. So there's so much more to this trip, but we're going to run short on time. So I want to get in a few things just to help folks out here because you are like a fountain of knowledge here. And I think it's going to help a lot of folks maybe feel a little bit more at ease if they're taking extended family. Cause I just know there's a lot of pressure, you know, when you go down with your family or close friends and you're the Disney fan, you know, like you just have like in your mindset that it's going to be a great trip all the time. But when other people are kind of depending on you because you sell, you know, like when I talk about Disney, you know, with my family events and stuff, it's always positive because why would I waste my time talking about negative stuff? You know, like I tend to have a good plan, so my trips tend to go well and I have great experiences. So that's kind of how it goes. But I need that to go that way for everybody that I take with me. So if somebody's in your situation and they're getting ready to take that first larger family trip and they've gone solo or as a couple or just as a, you know, core family, what would you tell them right now to hopefully, you can't guarantee success, but to set them up as good as possible for a great trip?
Yeah, I think planning is really key in communication. And then how I kind of thought about it was I was going to make sure everybody's needs were met, like, and really focus on everybody else until we left for the trip. Like, and once we were on our way, I was going to shift my attention to making sure the kids had the best trip possible. And I was kind of looking at it from the perspective of I cannot control the other adults' emotions. Like they're going to have a great time or not. And we've done all we can planning wise to make that happen, but I can't control their reactions, but I can do the best I can to make sure my kids have a great trip. And I think I had like maybe one meltdown early on. And
wait,
then
was
I just,
hang on,
had
was it,
to,
was it an adult or a kid? Just
kidding. I think it was around that whole idea of like, I don't think so-and-so is having a good time. Like I was worried that my in-laws or my mom or somebody wasn't having a good time. And then I was like, you know what? Like I can't control that.
True.
Like, well, and I know that time that everybody was like super late to that ADR, I was kind of freaking out. And then I was like, you know what? Like they had a great time and my in-laws, like it was worth the walk. And I was like, well, you know, I'm glad that everybody, and it ended up being one of our best memories. And, so just kind of, I think just remembering that you can't control how people react or feel to the stuff that goes on the trip and that you've done all the planning up front and everybody had a magical trip. And I mean, no trip's ever going to be perfect, but just kind of roll with it. I mean, like all the planning that I did. And like I said, like by the first day, more or less, a lot of the plans had gone out the window and like we got in on a Saturday and we went to T-Rex at Disney Springs and I would I mean, if you already have an ADR for Disney Springs on a Saturday, like, don't freak out, but just be prepared that it will be insane. Like, I will never plan an ADR at Disney Springs on a Saturday night again, especially in December, because it was crazy. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, my husband doesn't do great with crowds. My in-laws don't do great with crowds. And I'm like, here we are. Like, this is the first night that they're here and they're going to freak out. It was fine. Like, we made the best of it and, like, moved on, you know? So I just think, like, set expectations, but then just be able to, like, let go and focus on that the kids are having a great time. And I think everybody on our trip was able to, like, when they had freakouts too, because it happens, you get tired and you maybe don't, you know, maybe don't make all the best choices because you're tired. Like, I think as long as I was focused on the kids having the best trip possible, like, they were able to, like, shift and remember, like, this isn't about us, this is about the kids. And, you know, like, we just moved on and everybody had a great time.
Well, I think, too, as Disney fans, we are, you know, when it comes to our Disney trips, they cost so much. We look forward to them for so long. We hold them so dear to us. You know, it's like, those are the times we look forward to in life. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we look forward to, but Disney trips for us Disney fans, they're super high on the list. So I think we want to have, like, this huge sense of control, but there's so many things, weather, crowds, you know, just other circumstances. I think just in general with what you said, turn loose of those things you can't control and enjoy the moment, you know, because I think if you try to control everything, you're going to make yourself miserable.
Absolutely. And that's a really hard thing for me to learn. But I think it's so important to having a great trip, especially with more people, because you're not going to be able to control all the variables at Disney, period, but let alone for 8 people. And so I just really had to learn to just let it go. And if my kids were having a great time, then I was having a great time and the adults would have to figure it out,
true.
You know?
Oh man, that's so true. That's so true. Cause it is all about the kids. I mean, really it is, you know, the adults can, you know, it's like, they can make it what they want to make it. So if they want to have a good time, it's easy to do. It's not hard.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why I love Walt Disney World. Okay, real quick before we get out of here. You've got another trip. You kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier. You're heading down later this month. There's something happening, I think, at the studios, maybe towards the end of the month. So tell us what you're looking forward to as you look forward here to the next 3.5-4 weeks. What's coming up?
Absolutely. So we had already planned our family trip for this year for Labor Day weekend. And then they announced the opening of Galaxy's Edge. So we're not going to Galaxy's Edge on the 29th because we're not, like, my husband was like, no, I can't.
You think Disney Springs was crowded in December. Go ahead.
Right, absolutely. But we did extend our trip one day. So we're getting in on the 29th, like the afternoon of the 29th. I don't even know if we're going to a park that day, but we just did that as a travel day. And then we leave on September 4th. So we're going to go to Hollywood Studios on September 3rd, hoping that it'll be, you know, it's still going to be insane. Like, yeah. And we're staying at Yacht Club. So we're going to do the extra magic hours and we're going to walk or take the boat or whatever. But I'm hoping that because we stayed at Yacht Club, it'll minimize our need to rely on buses to get over there because it'll be so early. And did I mention that my family isn't exactly morning people? So it's going to be real interesting. Oof. But everybody has a vested interest in seeing Galaxy's Edge. So that's the plan. We're going to wake up super early on the 3rd and go see Galaxy's Edge. So we're super excited about that.
The way I see extra magic hours is just, you know, you're just really staying up super, super late. They're really like, they're actually extra late magic hours, if you think about it.
Yes.
It's all about
and
you.
Then, yeah, so we're trying to make it an early bedtime on the 2nd so that we'll be happy campers on the morning of the 3rd.
And you know what? That line, it may be just right there at the hump of that bridge that takes you from the Yacht Club over by the Swan and the Dolphin, you know, right there where the boardwalk sign is.
Yep.
That may be where you get in. No, it won't be that bad.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. I'm going to be so curious. I'm going to be reading trip reviews on our trip because I'm going to be like, what do we need to expect in, you know, 3 more days or 4 more days? But yeah, we're just going to go along for the ride. And I've told the kids, like, I feel confident we'll be able to get in the land. And if we don't get to ride Millennium Falcon, they're going to be real bummed. But I'm like, I can promise we'll get in the land at some point in that week because I'll move plans around if we need to. But, you know, if it's hours and hours for the ride, we'll have to make some alternate plans, but we're going to make the most of it and just try to make it happen. So, well, yeah.
Tell Harris to start working on his Jedi mind tricks like right now. And that way he can just say, yes, I will get into the land. I will ride.
Absolutely.
I will be the pilot.
We We've watched trip reports from Disneyland and vlogs and all that, and they're so excited about checking out. And actually, my daughter is a huge Star Wars fan too. Like, we read Star Wars books, like the 5-minute Star Wars stories for bedtime, and so she is so excited about Star Wars too. So I don't know. I'll be curious to see if we can wait till the 3rd, since we'll have been there, you know, 4 or 5 days.
It's so hard. I know, it's so hard
to check it out.
You see people walking around like the stuff from the land, you know, it's like, oh yeah. My gosh, they have a lightsaber. I got to get over there right now.
Yeah, because we're actually going to Hollywood Studios like to do our other, I think it's the day we have a Slinky Dog Fast Pass, because I broke it up into 2 days so we could do, like, because of the whole tier 1 Fast Pass thing. And so we're going over to Hollywood Studios, I think, on the 30th, and supposedly not going to Star Wars that day. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, here's the deal. You got to promise me that when you guys get back and get settled, you give us a call on one of those Sunday Night Live shows and let us know how it went.
Absolutely. We sure will.
All right. And I got to talk to Harris, too, because I know he's in Houston. He's doing some training down there. So he couldn't make it on the show today. But next time, buddy, I want to talk to Harris and see what he thinks.
He'll be so excited. We'll call in for sure.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, and a great way to kick off August here. And we'll talk to you very soon. May the Force be with you down there later this month.
Thanks.
All right. Don't forget today's show. Yeah, I will. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends at touringplans.com. You may need a touring plan. I'm just saying, you're moving forward for the end of summer when you're headed to the studios and the rest of Walt Disney World, even Universal. So check them out today. Touringplans.com, a premium subscription for the cost of a few, Mickey pretzels. It's a small investment and a big payoff on your next vacation. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. Again, support the show the easiest way possible. Use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're still going to get all your Prime benefits. Costs you nothing extra. And it really does help support the show. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Send me a message this week. And also at BeOurGuestPod. And drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here. Until we get back together again on Wednesday, where, of course, we're going to be answering your listener questions. For Lindsay, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.